you posted in the past, the relatively recent past, that has been interpreted as being anti-Semitic should mean that your career is over or not?
I mean, I do think that this does demonstrate also the perils of social media, because as far as I understand, this is before she was an MP, before she was a candidate even, and she shared a post on Facebook. So, I mean, it's easy to click those buttons like share, and I guess we have to be very, very careful what it is we are clicking on, all of us. I mean, it was at the time when she wasn't a public figure, and it's just really unfortunate. If it is career-destroying, it seems we're entering a phase where it's trial by Twitter. I mean, this is something...
Well, is it trial by Twitter, though? If someone passes on something that is racially offensive, and we can assume, because she's an adult, it wasn't that long ago, we can assume that she believed it at the time, or she wouldn't have passed it on. Isn't that such a serious thing that people could quite legitimately say, well, she shouldn't be a Labour MP?
I mean, I retweeted a picture at the weekend of Boris Johnson on a zip wire next to Obama, looking statesman-like, and the caption was, "The one on the left is weird. The one on the left is accusing the one on the right of being weird."
You see your retweeting of something involving Boris Johnson as being similar to the retweeting of a picture, a map of the USA with a thought that Israel should be relocated there, or transportation.
You see the two as being similar. Sorry, Justin, I can't completely hear you because I am in the previous station in West London. Carry on. Sorry, say that again.
Yeah, I was just surprised that you saw equivalence between your tweeting something about Boris Johnson and this enormously offensive thing that was passed on by Naz Shah.
I mean, actually, Boris Johnson is a good example because, remember, it's not that long ago he was accusing Tony Blair and our royal family of wanting to go to countries in the developing world because they would always be welcomed by grinning pickaninnies. And that man is now the mayor of London. He also said something about watermelon smiles. And that was actually, I think, a piece he wrote, and so it wasn't just clicking a button to retweet. I mean, as far as I know, Naz Shah did not write an anti-Semitic tract or anything like that. She pressed share on the picture, which was idiotic and foolish to see the implications of something comparing the landmass of the United States to the current borders of Israel. But we're a party who believes in a two-state solution. We completely believe in the right of Israel to exist. I've been to Labour Friends of Israel events. I have two synagogues in my area. I had them in we have a United Reform and a Liberal synagogue. I've had them into the House of Commons before. I've spoken at our synagogues. I think the Abrahamic faiths have a lot in common, lot more in common than we do against each other. And I think it was a silly moment of sharing a silly picture, which I'm sure she regrets. We need to think of the implications of our actions before clicking like or share or whatever it is we do nowadays.
Rupert, thank you very much for talking to us.